Welcome to Soul Church Norwich Podcast. We pray this message will encourage and inspire you.
I want to say welcome to everyone who's listening in via iTunes on podcast, downloaded the message. Also, a special welcome to all our live Facebook watchers right now. Come on, let's give them an applause as they tune in. Great to have you with us. We live in a culture which is desperate in need of good news. Good news. I love good news. I love broadcasting good news. I love speaking about good news. I love hearing good news. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of negative news. I'm over fake news. On Monday, I was in America. We had Simon and Catherine's wedding the previous Friday in Virginia, and we had it was great to officiate the wedding. They are married. He made it. There's a lot of people saying, did it happen? It happened, okay, just to let everyone know. He crossed the line. It was close, but he did it. And we had a great celebration. And Catherine's father, Barry, said, on Monday, we had the opportunity to meet a dear gentleman of the faith by the name of Dr. Pat Robinson. Some of you will be familiar with him. He is the founder of the largest Christian television network in the world, CBN, also hosts the 700 Club, which broadcasts to the majority of nations around the world, and also he started the Regency University, which is now the fastest growing university in America, of over 15,000 students. And I had an awesome opportunity to spend an hour with him, and he's 87 years old, and just to glean as much as I could within that hour. Who knows, we didn't talk about the weather. And one of the questions Barry asked him, for me, he said, Pat, what advice would you give to a 38-year-old young man serving Christ, talking about me? And Pat Robinson gave me three pieces of advice. Who knows, when you are with a statesman, you want to get as much down as possible. So he gave me three pieces of advice for life, and I want to share these three things with you. We're not going to focus on the first two, but we are going to focus on the third one, and it really has helped me over the last few days. The first thing he shared with me was this. He said, when everything goes right, give God the glory, and when everything goes wrong in life, take responsibility. I was like, oh no, I think I've been doing that the wrong way. When everything's been going right, I've been getting the glory. And when everything goes wrong, I blame God. Anyone ever got that mixed up? And so I sat there, I was like, oh my goodness, he's dropping gold on me. He's dropping gold. So that was the first thing. I'm not going to focus on that. We could maybe visit that thought a different day. But the second thought he gave me, he said, John, he said, never stop trusting God. Never stop trusting God. As I looked around the 500 acres of ministry site that his university, his college, the TV broadcasting network was founded on. He said every single part of this has been trusting God. And I felt something in me that said we've got to take greater risks. We've got to keep trusting God to greater levels. He said, John, he said, he has never failed me. He has never failed me. What a thing to say about our Father after 87 years. He's never failed him. And the third thing that Pat said to me was this, which is what I want to focus in on today. He said, John, he said, always stay focused on good news. Always stay focused on good news. When he said that, I actually felt all three things. I felt a challenge attached to each one of them. Because often, especially with the good news, we can very easily slip into the stream of thinking about what is not happening, what was said about us, and we can focus on the negative in light. You know, as he said that, he said, over the past 12 months, he said, 90 million souls have come to Christ through his network. And I nearly fainted. I was like, 90 million. I was trying to get my head around that through the various ministries, Operation Blessing, 700 Club, all the various hundreds of initiatives, ministries they're involved in. They are seeing countless millions of people find Christ. He was listening to South America, the Amazon, the Antarctica, places where people aren't going, North Africa, South Africa, and they are seeing millions of people. And I sat there and I thought, you know what, this guy has probably got a whole lot of problems as long as his arm, but all he told me to focus on was the good news. And so I want to talk this morning. The title of the message is called The Good News. The Good News. Who needs some good news? Who needs a dose of good news? I need some more good news in my life. And so we're going to broadcast some good news. Church, get ready for some good news. What we're going to do right now is we're going to give you all a gift. It's our church annual report, which is reporting what God has done over the last 12 months and over the last 3 years. Now, this isn't just a piece of paper that we jotted down some notes on. Our team have worked tirelessly to put this together. It's beautifully presented. It's in this beautiful little folder. And each page contains the metrics that matter in our church. Everything from attendance to finance and also to the people that we're reaching globally. Now, I'm going to ask the host team to hand these out. Now, I would ask you, please don't open it now. The reason that I don't want you to open is because I'm going to share some thoughts around good news. You can take this home, read it over a cup of coffee, and digest it. But we're going to just put some of these metrics on the screen. Every one of the metrics that we put on the screen is in your annual report. So don't think, oh, I need to write that down. It's all written down for you. And so we're just going to have a little look at some good news. Who likes some good news? I've got a little green dot there. You might not be able to see it. Anyway, this is the year of breakthrough. And every year, we believe God will break through and exceed everything that's happened the year before. So a first section of our annual report is responses to Christ. Since we launched the church, we've seen 971 decisions for Jesus Christ in the prison, the kids ministry, the youth ministry, Chroma, Sunday services here, across all the various ministries of the church locally. Come on, why don't you give God some praise for some good news? Since we launched, 183 baptisms, isn't that amazing? People going public with their decision. Now, this is staggering. When we launched the church in our first year, our average attendance was 620, bottom right-hand corner there. Last year, our average attendance was 879. This year, our average attendance has been 1,336 people. And that does not include Friday night youth ministries or any of the midweek. That's just Sundays, which I think is just staggering. So that's broken down with the responses in Norwich. The weekly is 126 kids average, 897 adults, Chroma 54, 1,222 red bags. New people have come through the doors of our church, and we've seen in the last 12 months 470 salvations. Currently, we have 441 volunteers. Both midweek and on a Sunday and across Chroma. We have 40% of our church now in small groups, our connect groups, which equates to 45 connect groups across the county. And so this is the influence that we're having both in our city and around the world. We have seen 20,759 message downloads from our website. I think that's pretty amazing across the world that's happening. We've seen 213,963 website hits, people who've been checking out Soul Church. This year, 10,000 message downloads, 1,218 people on our database. That's up 39% this year, and all of our social media metrics are down on the right-hand side. I don't know about you, but the influence is definitely growing through the church and beyond. This is our local influence that we're having in our city, our Soul Streets, which feed people on a weekly basis. 1,400 people have been fed, 1,500 food parcels handed out, 2,000 hot drinks have been given out. Soul Community Lunch on a Friday, where we give a free lunch to those in our community who come through our doors. We've handed out 240 meals. In our prison, we've seen 24 salvations, 180 people in attendance. Soul Care, which is in the elderly homes, we've seen 7 people find Christ through that initiative. Soul Support, which is working with the Matrix Project with sex workers, we've seen 3 salvations through that this year. And then the YMCA, 4 salvations and 6 outreaches have taken place. To God be the glory. Come on, the influence that we're having. This is our global arm, global influence. Vision Rescue, 25 children we support daily with education and nutrition. Compassion Togo, which we sponsor children. 57 children have been sponsored as a church. Tembeletu, South Africa, 36 students that we support towards on a weekly basis. Our work in Israel through the International Christian Embassy, daily support and shelter for Holocaust survivors and social assistance for humanitarian projects to countless orphans and children. I don't know about you, Nehemiah Trust, another one of our global outreaches, has seen over 4,000 salvations, 3 new church plants, 680 children, students with free education, 156 widows received food parcels, 1,300 medically assisted, 3,000 plus Bibles distributed, and over 680 leaders have been equipped and trained over the last 12 months. I think that's absolutely phenomenal, church. And then in the Philippines Outreach Center, 57 orphans helped, 200 children able to study free of charge, 4 weekly outreaches, and 30 to 60 prisoners reached every service. I don't know about you, but I can get pretty emotional when you see the plain light of day, what is happening in our church. And so many times we just think it's 4 songs and a message and we leave. But let me tell you, when you contribute and you give, there is so much happening behind the screens. Our third metrics is the finances. Last year, this is not the including the Heart for the House, but last year, £663,000 came into the church, and the expenses have been broken down for there. So you can take that away and digest that later. Our Heart for the House offering, £131,040, and this is how our giving is broken down. We give away well over 10% of everything that comes in through the Hillsong family, South Africa, Nehemiah Trust, Mission Trips, Vision Rescue, Philippines, Israel, and Love in Action locally. And I think this is one of the most staggering metrics, is that we have given away just under £158,000 since the church began to missions. So come on, give yourselves a huge hand. The best is yet to come. And so, hey, has everyone got a copy? Hey, be proud of this. Be proud of that. That's not just something you just read and put in the bin. Be proud of that. That's what we have accomplished. Not John and Chantel. We have all accomplished that. And I love it every year. God just keeps bringing the increase, keeps bringing the blessing. Well, I want to just share 3 thoughts I have, or 4 thoughts this morning around good news. Good news. I believe that God has called this church to be a beacon of good news. I believe God's called you as an individual in your workplace, in your family, to be bearers of good news. And so I've got 3 thoughts when it comes to good news. The first is this. The good news is I can be a good news reporter. I can be a good news reporter. If I don't like the news around me, I can change the channel. And why? Because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And He has anointed me to bring bad news. Does it say that? To bring cynical news? No, it says He has anointed me to bring good news. I believe as believers in Christ, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we have been anointed to be bringers of good news, broadcasters of good news. One of the evidence of the Holy Spirit that it's working within you and is alive is that you are sharing good news with people. You know, without God's Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, our mouths are full of defeat and negativity. The Holy Spirit anoints us to bring good news. When I was with Dr. Pat Robinson and he was telling me about the millions of people that have found Christ through his ministry, straight away something leapt inside of me and said, I love hearing good news. Who's heard a lot of bad news recently? There's a lot of bad news in the press. There's a lot of bad news on our TV sets. But I believe that God has anointed us to be bearers of good news. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7 says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those that bring good news. Have you ever been in work or been in church and you see someone coming towards you and you just know it ain't going to be good? You ever been around one of those people? Not in our church, of course. But you just know some people, they just love bringing bad news. I don't believe the Christian walk is about that. I believe God's called us to bring good news. There are so many good things. Today, all the good things which are happening around the world and in our church, I believe God's anointed us to bring good news. Last week, I received an email from a lady who was watching our healing service online in a different city. And she emailed, she said, one of your team prayed that people right now who've got a bad back, God would heal them. She said, I was watching on Facebook. She said, I've had a bad back for months. She said, instantly, I was healed. Good news! good news. I love hearing good news. So the good news is today, if you don't like the news, become a good news reporter. You change the channel. The second thought I have today on good news is this. The good news is always within reach. God doesn't want us grabbing the newspaper, switching on Sky television first thing in the morning, reading all the bad news, hearing all the negativity, filling our hearts. You know, if you fill your life with bad news, you'll be full of anxiety. You'll be full of the cares of this world. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says this, seek first. What do you seek first in the morning? What's the first thing you do in your day? The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? It's the good news. It's the good news. I want to encourage you to fill your life, fill your morning, fill your breakfast with good news. With good news. There's so many good things happening in the world. They tell me that a newspaper, less than 5% of a newspaper is good news. And we keep them in business? It's crazy, isn't it? We subscribe to bad news. We pay money to listen to bad news and to read bad news when the good news is right in front of us. The good news is right within our reach. Well, yeah, I think that's worth a clap if you like it. Someone recently came up to me and they said, oh, John, you don't know what's happening in my work. You don't know what's happening in my marriage. You don't know what's happening in my family. I said, can I just stop you for one moment? I said, I hear everything you're saying. I said, can I just remind you, you've got a good job. Your wife's not as bad as you think she is. Your kids are amazing. I said, the car isn't too shoddy that you drove in to see me in. I said, there's actually a whole lot more good things happening in your life than you realized. The problem is you're focused on the bad news. Why? Because you're not reaching for the good news. And I want to encourage us as a church today on our third year anniversary is to stay in the good news. To stay in the good news. You see, when you're surrounded with bad news, you've got to hunt down some good news. You've got to hunt it down. The best place to hunt down good news is God's Word. You might have to dust it down. You might have to crawl under the cupboard to get your Bible. But I want to encourage you today to find some good news. The Bible is packed full of good news. Whenever bad news arrives, reach for some good news. Reach for some good news. There's an old saying which says, no news is good news. That's actually not true. We need news. It's just got to be the right news. So the right saying should be, the right news is the good news. It's not no news is good news. It's the right news, which is the good news. So I want to encourage you right now, don't have no news in your life. Don't have no word. Don't have no gospel. Have the good news in your life because the good news in your life is the right news. And the right news will lead to the right outcomes. What is the right news? If you're struggling right now, if you've been given some bad news when it comes to your finances, the good news is this. Your God will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Your weeping may endure for a night. There might be bad news for a moment, but joy, good news will come in the morning. Good news. I want to share a secret with you. Who likes secrets? Who likes some real juicy, hot gossip? Who likes to hear a secret? I want to share a secret with you. I want to share a secret with you that's helped me. I want to share with you what I do when I receive bad news. Who's received some bad news this week? Can I just be honest? Okay, that's fine. How do we shift our head from bad news to good news? This is a little key that I believe can help someone today. Four words. Four words that I say to myself when I receive bad news. As soon as bad news knocks on the door, this is what I say. Are you ready? This is it. This belongs to God. This belongs to God. So someone brings me a bad report, someone brings me something it's out of my control, and if I can't say it out loud or subconsciously, I simply say this under my breath, this belongs to God. This belongs to God. Because if I allow bad news to take entry into my life, it will consume me. It will consume me. It will take over my thoughts. It will take over my heart. It will follow my actions. Everything will take over if I allow bad news. So when bad news knocks on the door and says, I want to come in, I have to put two guards in front of my heart. That's why Solomon said, he said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it will flow the issues of life. So he says, when bad news comes on the door of your heart, this is what you say, this belongs to God. This belongs to God. This invoice belongs to God. This health report belongs to God. This child away from church belongs to God. This situation with my house, this situation with my career, my boss, this belongs to God, which means I will not allow it into my life. I give it over to God. This belongs to God. Bad news belongs to Him. And what I do is I remind myself that God is in control. Bad news might not turn into good news immediately, but when I remind myself that this belongs to God, this is what happens. This is the secret. It no longer has control. Because what bad news is it grips you. You ever been gripped? Gripped. That's what the enemy does. He wants to steal and kill and destroy our lives. One of the ways he does that is with bad news. And how do we stop bad news coming in? This belongs to God. Stick that in your hashtag. This belongs to God. I will not allow bad news to take refuge in my life. The difference between good news and bad news is simply this. Do you let it in? Do you let it in? You see, when we allow good news to take residence in our life, it bears good fruit. It bears the fruits of the Spirit. But when we allow bad news to take residence, it takes over. I don't know what bad news is keeping you up at night. I don't know what bad news is keeping you under the sheets during the day. But let me share with you the secret. It belongs to God. It belongs to God. This is not empty rhetoric, it's not hype, it's not spiritual jargon, it's simply a way to get your life started again. This belongs to God. Now, I got some bad news a few weeks ago. Just got an email with some bad news. It was an unexpected bill to the church. Who knows unexpected bills? You love them, do you? I've got some for you. So we got an unexpected bill. And you know when you get an unexpected bill that you haven't budgeted for it, just like, oh. And I remember when it came in, I sat in my chair and I said, God, this belongs to you. And as soon as I did that, it was like fear would not take over. All I said is, this belongs to God. Within 24 hours, I got a phone call from someone in a different church and said, hey, just really felt that God wanted to bless your church with this amount. And it was well over half the amount of the unexpected bill. Now, if I would have allowed that to come in and take residence in my heart, it would have filled me with fear. I would not have taken risks. I would not keep going. We might not have been doing anything like we're doing today, because these things take money and think, pull back, withdraw. But you know, when you say this belongs to God, actually fear goes and faith kicks in. So I want to ask you right now, what bad news have you allowed to take residence in your life? Because it needs to leave this morning. Bad news needs to leave the room. Bad news is not allowed in your home. Bad news is not allowed in your heart. Bad news is not. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, and He has anointed you to bring good news. Good news. God wants you to be a bringer of good news. I challenged the 9:30 lot this morning. I said, I challenge you today not to speak one bad thing. To speak good news. Do you know, even when bad news comes, you can wrap bad news up with good news. It's how you see it. You see, if you've got a health report that says, hey, you know what, I've got this report and the doctors have given me, it says I've got this condition, you can say, yeah, but I'm believing my God is greater. So you can take something that's bad and turn it into something that's good simply by your confession, simply by allowing guards on your heart. Do not allow bad news to get in. Bad news is only bad news if you allow it to take residence. I want us to do something when we get home. A couple of practical things. I want to put this into action. But for some of us, we've been given written bad news. Maybe it is an invoice. Maybe it's a health report from the doctor. Maybe it's a child that's away from God. I want you to get the biggest thick marker pen and do it in red. And I want you to write over it, "This belongs to God. This belongs to God." And just put it away. Because there's nothing else you can do then. There's absolutely nothing else you can do. The Bible says, what does weeping, worrying, fearing, it doesn't add one day to your life. It only steals it. So this week, when bad news comes knocking, I want you to get a pen, and all I want you to write on is, "This belongs to God." Every time you see something negative on social media, everything you see, just write hashtag, "This belongs to God." People write negative, you know, things about politics or the prime minister, "This belongs to God." You see, we don't have to worry about the future because this belongs to God. We're in troublesome times, there's no doubt about it, but guess what? This belongs to God. We're in challenging times. This belongs to God. So I will not fear, I will not stop my day-to-day routines because this belongs to God. Now let me hear this section say it. You ready? That's good. I like it. Now the middle section. Come on.
This belongs to God.
Come on. What you got here? What we got over here?
This belongs to God.
Let's give you guys a go at the end. Here we go.
This belongs to God. This belongs to God. This belongs to God.
I like it. Now I want you to do it and let the devil know. So you don't. We're not just shouting out. I want you to shout. Let the devil know that your condition, your debt, your need, your son, your daughter, every single one of the pieces of bad news belongs to God. So you're basically saying, "Get out. Out. Leave me. Leave me alone. That condition, that depression, that medication." Some of you need to write, "This belongs to God," over your medicine bottles. Take this 3 times a day. This belongs to God. This condition belongs to God. This divorce paper belongs to God. This bank statement belongs to God. Let's try this again. I want the enemy to hear us this morning. Down 4 Mason Road. Here we go.
This belongs to God. This belongs to God. This belongs to God.
I'm a bit worried about this middle section. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
This belongs to God.
Come on, give God some praise. Feel like I'm back in Africa. Where's my man Melson? Come on. There he is, on the back row. Come on, we need a bit more excitement here today. We've just given it to God. We've just given it all to God today, which means it's no longer in us. The good news of Jesus is now resident in our heart. It belongs to God. Come on, someone needs to stand up today and declare, "This belongs to God." Come on, speak it over your family. Speak it over your children. Speak it over your situation. This belongs to God. This belongs to God. This belongs to God. I'm preaching better than you're listening. Next time someone is sharing some bad news with you, just say, and Paul doesn't do that, but just say, "Excuse me, can I butt in? This belongs to God." This belongs to God. "Well, what do you mean? No, it belongs to God. Stop worrying. Have a great day." We don't have to get a prophet over. He doesn't need a fall over. He just needs to know it belongs to God.
Yeah.
This belongs to God. Some of you got a fresh revelation today that your problem, you've been taking ownership of it. You've just got to give it and say, "I don't own my problem. God owns it." He said, "Cast my cares, my worries, my bills, my kids, cast on me because I care for you." Yeah. So basically, off.
Come on.
Just get rid of it. Just shrug it off. Whoa. This belongs to God. It's not bad news which defines my day, my week, or my life. It's the good news of Jesus. The good news of Jesus is what brings transformation. Maybe the worship team want to just jump up for a second. Who'd like to be healthier? I'll just be honest, you'd like to be a little bit healthier. The rest of you are like, I want to hang out with you more. But I believe we all have a sense that we would love to be healthier. Solomon gives us an antidote for health which doesn't mention food or the treadmill, which is a bit weird. Because every time I think of health, I think eat better, drink better, exercise more. Does anyone equate health to those three things? What we eat, what we drink, and how much we work out. But Solomon has a completely different spin on this. He says, hey, if you want to be healthy, do all those things. But in Proverbs 15:30, he says, good news brings health to our bodies. Wow. Can I save you a gym membership? Can I save you spending out on coconut water? It's all good, but they're all just latest fads. Did I tell you the best antidote for a healthy life? Good news. Good news. Get around some people who speak about the good things that are happening in life. Good news. Don't hang around with cynical people. People who pull you down. It's amazing, even in church, all the negative people just flock together. It's hilarious. Just makes me smile. Because all you do is you handicap your own life. Hang around people who are just full of good news. And your life will go like that. Your life will soar. Your life will take strength. Get some good news in your life. Who's going to be the first person to listen to bad news this week in this room? There's a challenge. Who's going to be bearers of good news? Going to work tomorrow. I've had the best weekend. I'm healthy. I did this with our staff this week. I'm way over time, but it's birthday. I did this with our staff. I said, put your hand up if you're 100% healthy right now. Like you haven't got any aches, pains, diseases, viruses. You just feel healthy. Just put your hand up. I'm going to do it here. You're healthy right now, 100%. No, nothing? Okay. You know, every day, we've got to give thanks for that. Because we're so quick to tell the bad news, the things that are happening or are not happening in our lives. But be the first person. How you doing? Do you know what today? I can honestly say I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling healthy. I'm feeling strong. God's blessed me. God's blessed you. I can't help but spill over with the good things that God is doing. Good news. There's hundreds of verses about good news in the Bible. Meditate on them. Can I, just before we finish, can I speak to the dads, the men? Dads, just lift up your hand. Can I encourage you to do this? And I'm going to take this challenge on as well because it is a challenge. But when we walk in from work, don't download the bad news on your family. Don't download all the stresses and the challenges of life, because hey, they're out there. But before you turn the handle of your house, the door, this belongs to God. Step into it. Wow. You can breathe. Have fun with the kids. Play. Take them to the park. Enjoy life. But before you step over the threshold of your home, this belongs to God. Because if not, you carry the bad news into your home and it affects the family. Make a decision before you come into church. This belongs to God. This belongs to God. Every day I tell our children all the good things that are happening ahead of them. Say, hey, we're going to go to the park later. And I list every day all the good things. I want to encourage us, if we're speaking negative in our homes, it will only go into our children. The law of process says what goes in will come out. If your children are acting with bad news, it's because they're hearing it in the home. Parents, speak about the good things of God. Speak well of pastors. Speak well of church. Speak well of leadership. Speak well of government. Speak the good things that are happening, and it will go into your children. Make a decision this week that you're going to be a carrier of good news, because this belongs to God. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet. The good news is today Jesus gave us everything. Jesus gave us everything. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave His Son Jesus so that we might have life. I want to ask you a question today. Do you know the Jesus, the good news that we've been talking about? Do you have a relationship with Him? Maybe you once knew Him. You once knew Him, but you've disconnected. You've turned your back. You've gone away. God is not angry with you today. He loves you. Today you can come home. Or you can begin a relationship with Jesus Christ simply by trusting your life over to Him. Say, God, I cannot do it on my own. I've tried on my own and it just doesn't work. But today, I belong to God. I belong to God. Does that mean that you'll never have bad news? No, it doesn't. But it means that you have someone to take the bad news to. You have someone who can hold it. He can handle anything. He loves you. So I'm going to ask everyone just to close their eyes, bow your heads. And I'm simply going to count to three. And if you say, John, that's me. I've disconnected, or today I want to make a decision to try Jesus. Place my life in your hands. When I get to three, I want you just to slip up your hand. I'm going to pray for you, give you an opportunity to respond. One, He loves you. Two, have the courage this morning just to step out and say, hey, I want to give Jesus a chance. Three, just slip up your hand nice and high so I can see it. I want to pray for you. Beautiful. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else say, that's me this morning? Lift it up nice and high so I can see. Fantastic. Beautiful. People responding to the love of Jesus. We're going to say this prayer out loud together. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
Thank you for the good news.
Thank you for the good news.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
He died.
And rose again.
Today.
Today.
I invite you to come and live inside of my heart.
I invite you to come and live inside of my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Give me a brand new start.
Give me a brand new start.
From this day forward. I am now a follower of Jesus.
I'm now a follower of Jesus.
My life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, every person who's made that decision today, let's give them a hand. I want to encourage you today, if you lifted up your hand, or maybe you did, you said that prayer for the first time, or you said that prayer and you've reconnected with God, you can either text the number behind me that's coming up on the screen, or come and speak to one of the team. They'll be at the foyer or down here at the front after the service. We'd love to connect with you, give you a Bible. It's the good news. This is the good news, and it's free. It's free. It's easily within reach every day. And I want to encourage you to keep coming back to church and also take time to read this book every day and fill your life with the good news. Keep reaching for that. So come on, every person who said a commitment online, said a commitment in the service, come on, let's thank them today. You know what I've found with negativity, with bad news? It doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't get you anywhere. But good news can take you anywhere. And I really believe that this church is called to be a beacon of good news in Norwich. I believe when people walk into the cafe, walk into church, they've got to feel and hear something different. Not all the whines and grimes of the world, but actually a positivity of something the Holy Spirit is doing through us. And so this week, I'm making a fresh commitment to our team, to my marriage, to my children. I'm making a fresh commitment to be a bearer of good news. And when bad news comes knocking, this belongs to God. Even if it's just a whisper in the office, this belongs to God. Even if it's a shout in the field, this belongs to God. Come on, the Holy Spirit's moving right now. Some of you need to shout it out right now. It's going to set you free. Come on, who's going to first shout out? Come on, shout it out. Shout it over your family. Shout it over your finances. Shout it out. Come on, shout it out. Shout it over your future. Come on. It belongs to God. Come on, give it to Him. This belongs to God. This marriage belongs to God. Hallelujah. Come on, one or two of you, you need to do this today. You need to shout it out. Come on, it needs to go from a whisper to a shout. There needs to be a shout back in your spirit. This belongs to God. It belongs to God. Thank you, God. Father, right now, we thank you for the good news of Jesus. We thank you for the good news of what's happening in our church. And Father, I pray this week that we'd have a fresh conviction that every piece of bad news belongs to you. And this week, bad news belongs to God. We thank you. Bad news will not take residence in our heart. Bad news will not take residence in our marriage and in our homes. But good news, Father, good news is on the way in Jesus' name. Come on, let's sing and worship together. Amen. Amen. May the good news shine through us this week. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Would you find your seats just for a moment? This belongs to God. I encourage you, put it on your Facebook. Get it out there. Get it hashtag, and this belongs to God. Let's tell our world this week. People are going to ask us, why are you so happy? Why are you so full of good news? Simply, my bad news belongs to God. Shake it off. Step into the goodness of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to see you at one of our Sunday services. For locations and times, please visit soulchurch.com.